This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. The number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in the state is on the rise. More than 5,000 recently confirmed cases can be directly attributed to outbreak in schools and on college campuses, including the University of Michigan. Additionally, there are now warnings in Washtenaw County for residents who recently visited two different restaurants in the area that they may have been exposed to COVID-19. On the other end of the WEMU phone line today is Susan Cerniglia. Susan is Communications and Health Promotion Administrator for the Washtenaw County Health Department and has been keeping us up to date on the latest COVID-19 information throughout the pandemic. And thank you for the time again today.
Thank you for having us.
Let's start with the potential exposures at the two area restaurants. How did the health department become aware of those possibilities?
Well, we learn about this primarily working through our case investigation and contact tracing. So all cases, as listeners probably reported, the lab results are reported to us, and that's the positive cases. So then we investigate where and when those cases happened, and at times we start to see connections between locations, and that's kind of what happened here. We were getting cases identifying having been at these locations.
And those locations, again, are?
Yes, the Brown Jug and Chapala Mexican Restaurant, both in the downtown area. So we become more concerned when we start to see multiple reports of cases that aren't necessarily connected to one another at a location. And in these instances, we had cases reporting that they were infectious at the time they visited these locations and also reporting some possibly crowded conditions.
And there are specific dates involved at each of these eateries, correct?
Correct. The dates of concern for the Brown Jug are October 1st through October 3rd, October 6th. And then the only date of concern for Chapala at this point is October 1st.
How do we know that? There is so much unknown about how long a virus can live in the air and on surfaces. Are you at all concerned about limiting the warnings to those who visited on those specific dates?
Well, that's a good point. I mean, there still are a lot of questions about this virus, but the primary way we see transmission of it continues to be that face-to-face contact. So what we call that droplet spread, what our primary prevention measures right now are based on, that face covering distance to try and prevent that. So we're focused very much on that face-to-face concern and not necessarily concerned about, you know, the airspace case was there or the surfaces. But of course, we do want good hand washing to happen and routine cleaning to happen.
Now, as you go through the process of contact tracing to all who might have passed through the eateries to this point, have you been able to use things like credit card receipts or anything else from the restaurants that would expand the list of whom you need to talk to?
We don't find that that's a very good option when dealing with these types of outbreaks. And really, the defining factor for us is exactly what you're talking about. Can we reach anybody impacted directly? And most of the time in case investigation, that's what happens. In this case, since we don't know who all might have been in these events and having that face-to-face contact, that's when we really turn to public notification.
Well, as of yesterday morning, you had noted there were 13 cases of COVID-19 associated with these two eating establishments to date. Is that the same number today?
That is still accurate to my knowledge, although we are coming off of a weekend and a long weekend for many, so there may be updates later today.
Since the restaurants in the area have been opened with limited capacity, and I'm talking beyond the two involved here, the record has been pretty good to this point in Washtenaw County, hasn't it?
Correct. We've had is, you know, not just in restaurants, but in places of employment, the county, and those have mostly been amongst workers or coworkers where we could clearly define those that had that face-to-face contact. And we haven't up until now had concerns about broader public exposure like we do in their cases.
Do the concerns become greater as we move into the colder season and outdoor spaces become less desirable?
Definitely that's something we're concerned about. I think we're all pretty familiar at this point with the idea of lower risk activities, right? Being outside, lots of good airflow, you know, distance. As it gets colder and as more things move inside, we don't know as much about what that potential risk looks like in indoor environments. We know it's likely higher, but there's a lot of specifics that haven't been defined.
Well, we're about to find out, I imagine. This is 89.1 WEMU, and we continue our conversation with Washtenaw County Health Department spokesperson Susan Cerniglia. Susan, the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services has issued a new report showing there are more than 5,000 confirmed COVID-19 cases directly linked to outbreaks at schools and colleges, and most in Washtenaw County can be found at the University of Michigan, where there have been nearly 700 cases. Do you think the county orders on limiting the size of gatherings in Ann Arbor are having an impact on keeping the numbers as low as possible?
Well, we certainly like to think so. And again, when we're talking about transmission and what we're seeing amongst our positive cases, those primary modes of transmission aren't necessarily official activities where face coverings, good distance, good hand cleaning is being observed. We still see more transmission happening in those social gatherings, events, parties, where those precautions aren't being observed. So anytime that we can keep those smaller and keep them happily with precautions, we are confident that we're preventing cases and additional spread.
Now, I can vaguely recall being around 18 to 22 years old, and I might not have been amenable to changes in my social structure despite the warnings. And I don't think that it is a flaw in character. I think it is a function of age and maturity, don't you?
Yeah, definitely a challenge, and it kind of goes against what you know, young people are looking to experience in college life, right, and in settings, whether it's K-12 or college. And that is a challenge. And that is also why some of our universities and schools are really working to share this message that, you know, we know this is difficult, but in the scope of things, taking some precautions really is better than having to limit activities or having to restrict more.
Well, I'm glad you talked about the messaging from schools. At the K-12 level, more than 30 administrators from school districts and private and parochial schools in the county have collectively worked with your department to make a plea to the community at large. What exactly is the ask?
Really, it's all about the prevention and safety, right? I mean, I think we're all in agreement that we want as many normal activities to happen as possible. And we want that to do that as safely as possible. And taking the precautions that we know can help us do that is part of what needs to happen, right? Because there are likely going to be cases. And then it's also very critical when there are cases that we cooperate fully to make sure those cases don't spread any further. Those things are going to help us be able to continue having as much in-person and functional activities as we can, as opposed to kind of going backward when if we can't do these with precautions, then do them if we're going to continue to see, increasing numbers of cases.
And does this message to the community from all of these leaders of our educational institutions, does that have anything to do with an uptick in caseloads in the school districts and individual buildings that are offering in-person instruction?
I mean, certainly it's a message that we want to share anyhow, as, schools have put a tremendous amount of work into both pivoting to have different types of education, to have different types of offerings. But I'll really carry forward and move forward with plans to restart in-person learning. We have to be able to do that as safely as possible and to cooperate on investigations. Certainly there are some instances where that's been challenging. So there was some impetus on the part of schools and on a part of the health department to really try and have that cohesive shared understanding that, you know, we're all in this together and the interest is really on controlling the spread, preventing any additional illness, and having as many normal activities as we possibly can.
Well, every week seems to bring the unexpected, and yet we expect those of you working in public health to anticipate what it will be and help us determine what to do. Thanks to all of you for stepping up to that challenge, and we'll talk again soon as the situation warrants, Susan.
Absolutely. Thank you.
That is Susan Cerniglia, a Communications and Health Promotion Administrator for the Washtenaw County Health Department. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and HD1 Ypsilanti, celebrating 55 years of broadcasting to Washtenaw County and beyond.